Welcome to the short podcast from ClearDebt about the debt management report published today by the House of Commons Business Innovation and Skills Committee. Andrew Smith, Director of Marketing and External Affairs of ClearDebt and spokesperson of the Debt Resolution Forum, you gave a statement to the House of Commons, the Business Skills and Innovation Committee, back in November of 2011. And I want to ask you, what's your comment on the publication of the report findings today?
Well, it's much as you'd expect. A condemnation, of course, of the fee-charging debt management sector, and a call for increased standards. Now, we're getting many of these increased standards anyway, at the industry's own behest. Members of trade associations, like the Debt Resolution Forum, already in many cases have higher standards than those demanded by the Office of Fair Trading. There are key areas where the industry does need to improve, and one of those, I'd say, is in the audit of client accounts. People who give us money to repay their creditors really need to be sure that that money is properly looked after and properly disbursed. But in many areas, what the committee's been saying is being overtaken by other events. The fact is that free-to-client debt advice is going to be more difficult to get. Citizens Advice this year are going to be asked to do 50% more cases on the same funding and to concentrate very specifically on the most vulnerable individuals. So the role of fee-charging debt management is growing and growing, and it's up to us as an industry to show that we deserve the trust of consumers and regulators, and that actually there can be a mixed economy in debt advice. I'm sure there can, and companies like ClearDebt are leading in the creation of this.